Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points.
Vegas.
This is Pick 6, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It's Pick 6 time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Hey, don't forget ESPN 94.9 Game 2. It's the official English radio home of Nashville Soccer Club. Listen in tomorrow night. Nashville SC takes on North Carolina FC. That'll be at Nissan Stadium. Pre-game begins at 6:45 p.m. Kickoff at 7 on 94.9 Game 2. And that is powered by your Middle Tennessee Toyota dealers.
Do you know who's going to be on the call for that game?
We had a lot of good responses for You Just Made the List. We had to pick out a winner for Incubus. And we did. It was hard. So thanks for all the participation for that. Do I believe who will be on the call? Max Herz?
That is correct. Young Max behind the glass.
He's everywhere.
He is.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Last night he was at the arena. He's drawing up plays for Derek Mason and Vanderbilt in their next game. I hear he's already got their first 5 plays scripted. It's all coming from Max. That's what I hear. Sources. All right, let's review.
Do we have to?
I guess. We really haven't been in the review mode of anything lately.
No, we haven't been good at this. No. This has just not been our year.
It's been a bad year, but still a long ways to go. Max, what do you got?
You guys, the two of you, with Willie having headed to Las Vegas via Los Angeles,
yeah.
It's a connection. You guys have had the same score 3 weeks in a row.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You had 11 together, then you had 15 together, and now you have 17 together, and Willie has 22. It was not a good week for anybody, though. Nobody hit their top shelf. You guys each got 2, and Willie got 3.
No, I got 3. You're wrong. I got 3.
You got 3.
I had over on Frank O.
That's wrong.
Oh, that is wrong. My bad. Yeah, I got a check mark there. You're right. That is wrong. I had 2 points.
All right. We'll go one by one. Darren did get the first question right.
I did.
Auburn at Florida.
Off to a
good
start. A
lot of Auburn top shelf picks from the callers and from Chase, who is not a caller, but made that pick.
I should be with these picks.
Florida won the game as a 2.5 point underdog at home, so that is a point for Darren. Georgia at Tennessee. There were like 8 options on this question. Either Tennessee wins, they lose by less than 12, which is the same option. They lose between 12 and 24 and a half 13, was the next one?
No, 13 and 24.
13 and 24.
Or
lose by more than 24. They lost by more than 24. Chase was the only one who picked that. Congratulations, Chase.
Thank you.
That is a point for Chase. Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Will any of Vanderbilt's big 3 score a touchdown? None of Vanderbilt's. Anyone scored a touchdown?
And that was worth 2 points if you said none.
Correct, and none of you said that. That won our phone winner, Bernard, the game.
How about that? Not one person. How many callers took it? Just Bernard?
I believe 2 out of 13.
2 out of 13.
Yep.
If you took none of the big 3 would score a touchdown for Vanderbilt, which was worth 2 points, you'd have gotten 2. The other one was worth a point, and that's what everybody took. And
yep. That was Willie's top shelf that one of them would score. None of you got it. Bills at Titans. The Bills won. The Titans were favored, right?
Yeah, 3.5.
They were favored.
Yeah, that's top shelf.
That was Darren's top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Willie picked the Bills. So that was Willie's first point.
Smart pick.
from last week. Over under Frank Gore rushing yards against the Titans, over under 70 and a half yards. He had 14 carries for 60 yards. Contrary to popular belief, Darren picked the over and was not correct. Chase and Willie both had the under and get a point. The last question, will any of the Titans' not-so-big three of Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphries score a touchdown against the Bills? They did not. Chase said yes.
Came very close, though. Jonnu Smith came very close.
Darren and Willie both got points there. So 2 points for Darren, 2 for Chase, 3 for Willie. Willie leads 22-17 heading into this week, well, which is an interesting one.
Yeah. Another, so here we go.
Another bad thing in
you
the
guys,
trash.
I just want to say, though, Chase and Darren, you both look great today.
Thank you so much.
If it's any consolation.
Yeah, we need something.
Darren feels great, too.
Need something.
Darren is a warrior. We should be saying it at the start of every hour of the show.
Darren is a warrior.
As the meds keep kicking in, I feel stronger and stronger. Okay, let's get official number guy.
Number one.
Number one. It'll be taking place at the Cotton Bowl, where the Winter Classic will take place on New Year's Day between the Preds and the Stars. But tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at the Cotton Bowl, it'll be Oklahoma and Texas. Tejas is getting 10.5 points. Tejas getting 10.5 points. Chase, what do you got?
I am going with those 10.5 points. Texas fight will be played quite a bit on Saturday. Give me the Longhorns.
I, too, will take the points. We've got Willie's picks.
Will I be making them for him?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and.
Willie is also picking Texas.
Okay.
So a Horns hat trick right there.
Texas five.
Number two.
Down in Baton Rouge. Oh, boy.
Baton Rouge.
Under the lights. Tiger Stadium. Death Valley. LSU hosting Florida. Tigers are giving up 13.5. Gotta be honest, that line is a bit high, but it has been that way the entire week. That is going to be 7 o'clock kickoff. That'll be on ESPN. By the way, Oklahoma, Texas is on Fox tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Florida, LSU, ESPN, 7 o'clock kickoff. LSU by 13.5. Chase, what do you have?
Well, I gotta go with what I did in Silly Underdogs, so give me the Gators. The 13.5, I feel better in this contest because you just have to cover. And good teams win, great teams cover, so give me the Gators.
Remember what I did last week with Florida at Auburn? Remember why I took Florida? Why? What was my reasoning?
They were daring you?
Because everybody
was going to take
everybody
Auburn.
Everybody went against
them. And they were just like, what? I was like, what's wrong with this number? Why? Why is Auburn favored by 2.5? What do we not know? So when you think that way, there's a reason. Why is LSU favored by 13.5? Is there two?
Well, Trask is banged up, right?
He's been banged up for weeks.
So I don't know.
Two ranked teams.
So you're taking LSU is what you're saying.
Okay. Last time I checked, Florida is undefeated. Is that right?
They are.
Right?
Yep.
6-0, right?
They're seventh-ranked team in the country.
Yeah, they're ranked seventh in the country, 5-7. And yet one is favored by 13.5. What's wrong with that picture? Like, that seems like that doesn't make any sense. So I'll go LSU.
There you go.
All right. Willie took Florida, and that is his top shelf.
His top shelf.
Gone with Al and Alberta.
I have a text to read. From my friend Ricky. All y'all going Texas to cover makes me feel much better about my Oklahoma pick. So thank you. Thank you for that, Ricky.
Number three.
Mississippi State in Knoxville to take on the Vols. That, too, will be an early kickoff, 11 o'clock. SEC Network. Tennessee getting 6.5.
I hate this game.
Looks like they're going to go with the freshman. I
hate this game.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like that. Mississippi State, I'm not a huge believer. I'll take the points. I don't know what to make of the Vols. They lose big, so I don't know why in the hell I would take them with 6.5-point line. Every time they lose by 4 touchdowns.
I know.
I'm gonna take them in the points. Don't know why. I'm just gonna do it.
I'm gonna go to Tennessee.
You going to Tennessee?
I'm going to Tennessee. I don't feel like I said. I hate this game because both teams you just can't predict. So I'll take the 6.5 and hope for the best.
Willie will proudly take Tennessee, unlike Chase.
You sure he's proud about it?
Seems
do
like
you know
it.
That.
Hmm. Yes.
Number 4.
Titans at Broncos. 3:25 kickoff on Sunday. We need the game total from the listeners. The Titans are getting 1.5 points. Titans getting 1.5. Well, let's see if I can just continue to lose every single week with the Titans and take them plus 1.5. Although I will say I did take them against Cleveland and I did take them against Atlanta and I won there. So let's keep with that road theme and I'll take them on the road.
I too will take the Titans on the road.
Don't feel good about it, but
Max, who's Willie have?
It is a Titans sweep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing similar things.
Well,
this week.
At some point, you know, we need to like break away and not do the same picks as Willie. You know,
Willie also sent his picks in a group text that includes both of you.
Yes.
Yeah, but that doesn't. I mean, I'm going with my gut on all these, which you know has proven to be great at times. Maybe I should do the opposite of what I think.
Yeah. Probably a good idea.
We'll try that.
Number 5.
Number 5. Who will have more receiving yards combined? A, the two top receivers for the Broncos, Cortland Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders. Or B, the two top receivers for the Titans, Corey Davis and A.J. Brown. Now, if you look at the stats, Sutton and Sanders have had way better years than Davis and Brown. But that's just the numbers to this point. But we want to know, in this game, who will have more receiving yards combined? Sutton and Sanders or Davis and Brown? Who did Willie take?
He is taking the locals.
So he's taking Davis and Brown.
Correct.
Chase, what do you got?
I am taking Sutton and Sanders. I will go A.
Let's see.
That's tough. Because I have the Titans winning.
But. I'm gonna go B. No, Davis and Brown.
Okay.
Number 6.
Finally, big game in the NFL. Texans and Chiefs. Houston at Kansas City. That'll be Sunday at noon. The Chiefs are favored by like 4.5, 5. That's not the question, though. Question is, two dynamic young quarterbacks. They're having monster years. Who has more passing yards? Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes? Now, normally you would say, oh, come on, Mahomes. Well, one, I don't know if you watched what Watson did last week, but and what he's done this year, their numbers are not far apart at all. And two, you've got Mahomes a little banged up. He's got the ankle injury. So what? I mean, he's going to play, but what is he at? So who throws for more yards in Sunday's contest, Watson or Mahomes?
Willie keeps it in the Mets family and goes with Pat Mahomes.
Hmm. I, too, go Pat Mahomes, and that's my top shelf.
Hmm. I, 3, will go Mahomes. And you've done your top shelf. Willie's done his top shelf. I will go Y. I have no earthly idea. I'll go Tennessee.
Ooh.
Plus the 6.5 top shelf.
Godspeed.
Yeah. Guess I'm in for another bad week, aren't I?
We'll see.
So there you go. Now it's time for you to get involved. Remember, the advantage this year to calling in is you get two top shelf picks. You can still play online with us, thegamenashville.com, but you get one top shelf online. Calling in, you get two top shelves. 737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll come back and get you locked into our contest next on ESPN 1025, The Game. Last week, all season, we've had about a good split. People winning, picking online, and half the people winning, calling in. Last week, it was the caller. Two top shelves got 8 of a possible 9 points. Bernard got it done last week. You got an opportunity to get in there and get two top shelves right now. You can still pick online, but you only get one top shelf at thegamenashville.com. Loaded lines, let's get to your phone calls. Pick six time. Let's start with Carl. Carl, you're up first. Welcome in.
Hello, guys.
All right, Carl, let's see if you can become a winner. We start with the Red River Shootout, Oklahoma versus Texas at the Cotton Bowl, Texas plus 10.5.
I want Texas.
All right. Florida at LSU, LSU minus 13.5.
Give me Florida and a point.
Mississippi State at Tennessee, Tennessee plus 6.5.
I'll take Mississippi State.
Titans at the Broncos, Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total on that.
Give me the Titans. I want that top shelf and 38 points.
Who has more receiving yards combined? A, Cortland Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders for the Broncos, or B, Corey Davis and A.J. Brown for the Titans?
Davis and Brown.
Texans at the Chiefs. Who has more passing yards? A, Deshaun Watson for Houston, or B, Patrick Mahomes for Kansas City?
Mahomes and top shelf.
All right, we got two top shelves there. I think we're good to go.
Game total. All right. Carl, yep. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
737-1025. 615-737-1025. Let's keep it going. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys.
All right, Tim. Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Yeah, I think mine's going to sound a lot like the previous callers. Texas with the points.
Florida at LSU, LSU minus 13.5.
I'll deal with Florida with the points.
Mississippi State at Tennessee, Tennessee plus 6.5.
I'll go Tennessee.
Titans at Broncos, Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
Broncos game total 34.
Who has more receiving yards combined, Sutton and Sanders or Davis and Brown?
Sutton and Sanders.
Texans at Chiefs, who has more passing yards, Watson or Mahomes?
Can I do a double top shelf?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. I'll go double top shelf on Mahomes.
Double top shelf on Mahomes. Mm. Wow.
A lot of people so far, including
interesting.
Us.
Tim, thank you. Good luck.
Yeah. See you guys.
All right. I guess you should go to the next caller before I start barking these out.
So you know who you're talking to. Let's try Max. Max, you're up next. Welcome
hey,
in.
Hey, Max.
Hey.
All right. Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Oklahoma.
Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
Yeah, Florida, the points.
Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Mississippi State. Top shelf.
Ooh. Titans at the Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
Titans 41.
Who has more receiving yards combined? Sutton and Sanders for Denver or Davis and Brown for the Titans?
Titans receivers.
Who has more passing yards? Texans Deshaun Watson or Chiefs Patrick Mahomes?
Kansas City quarterback top shelf.
All right.
Did he get two top shelves?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Max, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
737-1025, 615-737-1025. That leaves one line available. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Deborah. Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Oklahoma.
Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
That's Florida top shelf.
Florida top shelf. Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Mississippi State.
Titans at the Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
Broncos 35.
Who has more receiving yards combined, Sutton and Sanders or Davis and Brown?
Sutton Sanders.
Who has more passing yards, Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes will do that as a top shelf.
All right.
Did we get two top shelves? All right.
We did.
Deborah,
yep.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
737-1025, one line available. Let's go to Bernard. Bernard, welcome in.
Hey, boys.
Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Let's go Boomer.
Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
LSU top shelf.
LSU top shelf. Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Tennessee top shelf.
Titans at the Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
Broncos game total 42.
Who has more receiving yards combined, Sutton and Sanders or Davis and Brown?
Sutton, Sanders.
And then who passes for more yards, Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes?
Deshaun Watson.
There we go.
Mm. All right, Bernard, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Is that the first vote for Deshaun Watson?
I think so.
Well, all right.
737-1025. Let's see, one line available. Jump in there. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, Chris. Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Oklahoma, top shelf.
Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
LSU.
Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Mississippi.
Titans at Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Need a game total as well.
Titans, 27 points.
Oh.
27 total points for the game?
Yep.
Wow.
Low scoring. Who has more receiving yards combined, Sutton and Sanders for the Broncos or Davis and Brown for the Titans?
Davis and Brown.
Texans and Chiefs, who passes for more yards, Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes?
Watson, top shelf.
Watson, top
shelf. Got both top shelves?
Yep.
Chris, all right. Chris, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
By the way, his 27 total would have been too much for last week's game.
I know. Look, I mean, these two offenses, it might not be bad to take a low number.
What is the over-under? It's got to be 30s. I'm going to say 36.5.
36.5 is your guess. You're close, 40.5.
40.5?
Yeah.
Well, I'd take the under.
Yep.
40.5?
Yeah, I would too.
Okay. We'll come back. One more round of phone calls on the other side. Last chance to get locked in via the telephone with two top shelves. 737-1025. More calls next. Last chance to get locked in to pick six through the phone. 737-1025. Two top shelves on the line for phone callers. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. All right, Mark. Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Give me Oklahoma.
All right. Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
Give me LSU, my top shelf.
All right. LSU top shelf. Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Tennessee.
Titans at Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
The Titans, my top shelf, and give me 37 points.
Who has more receiving yards combined, Sutton and Sanders or Davis and Brown?
Davis and Brown.
Texans at the Chiefs. Who has more passing yards, Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes?
Patrick Holmes.
All right. There we go.
Got everything?
No.
All right, Mark. No,
he had two top shelves.
Did we get his total for Titans?
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, 37.
37. All right, we're all good. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, Kevin. All right, Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Give me the Longhorns and the points.
Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
I'll have to take Florida on that one.
Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
I'm going to say Mississippi State top show.
Ooh. Titans at the Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
I'm going to do the Broncos and 40.
Who has more receiving yards combined? Sutton and Sanders for Denver or Davis and Brown for Tennessee?
Let me get the Titans receivers.
Who has more passing yards in Texans at Chiefs, Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes, top shelf.
All right. You guys good back there?
Got everything?
Cool.
Thanks, guys. Go
Thank you.
Buckeyes.
All right.
OH.
Who'd he say?
He said go Buckeyes.
They've got Michigan State. Is that right? No, not Michigan State's Wisconsin. Who's Ohio State got this
Are
week?
They off this week?
Can't lose if you don't play.
Look that up. Let's go to – by the way, I was surprised that Wisconsin line was only 10.
Yeah, they're off this week.
For Michigan State.
Really? Yeah. I just don't think Michigan State's very good.
Well, I know, but the line's only 10. It's at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's defense.
That is surprising.
They are shutting everybody down.
I like Wisconsin.
Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up next. Welcome in.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Robert, we're doing well. Let's make you a winner. Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas getting 10.5.
The centers, and that's one of my top shelves.
Oklahoma top shelf. Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
LSU.
Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Bulldogs.
Titans at Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
Broncos 35.
Who has more receiving yards combined? Cortland Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders or Corey Davis and A.J. Brown?
Sutton and Sanders.
Texans at Chiefs. Who has more passing yards? Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes?
Watson, and that's my second top show.
Oh,
okay. A little run on Watson. I like it. Robert, have a good weekend.
You guys do the same. Thank you.
737-1025. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome in.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Jeremy, Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Let's go with the Sooners.
Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
LSU, one of my top shelves.
Darren's excited. Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Tennessee.
Titans at Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
Titans, 34 points.
Who has more receiving yards combined? Cortland Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders or Corey Davis and A.J. Brown?
Corey Davis, A.J. Brown.
Texans at Chiefs. Who has more passing yards? Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes is a little banged up, but I'm going to go with Mahomes.
Got two top shelves. Need one more.
All right, the other one, let's go with the Tennessee Vols.
All right.
All right, Jeremy. Thank you.
All right, yeah, good weekend.
You too. 737-1025. Let's go to Ryan. Don't forget, everybody on the line, you will be locked into the contest no matter what. We'll either get you on air or off the air. So these will be the final batch of calls. Ryan, welcome in.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well. Oklahoma. Hey, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say excited big weekend this weekend for football.
Oh, it's a good one. Good board. Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Oklahoma.
Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
LSU all the way. The crowd's going to be in a frenzy down there. They don't like Florida, and that'll be my double top shift.
Double top shelf. Ooh. LSU laying the 13.5. I like it.
And I don't know if y'all have ever been in Tiger Stadium, but if they get up early, that crowd is relentless.
I've heard it's one of the best places to see a game.
Do you think they'll be drinking Saturday night?
They'll start Saturday morning.
They'll start tonight.
What are you talking about?
There's no doubt.
Mississippi State.
They already actually put a travel advisory into the people in Baton Rouge that you better get there early because they're expecting so many people just flooding Baton Rouge.
Wow.
Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Well, I'll go Vol since I'm going to that game.
Titans at Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
Titans plus and the 38 total.
Who has more receiving yards combined, Sutton and Sanders or Davis and Brown?
We'll go the Titans, guys.
Who passes for more yards, Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes?
And I'll go Kansas City on that one.
Okie dokie.
Got two top shelves?
Guys. Yeah, LSU.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Have fun at the game. I think he said he's going to State in Tennessee.
Yep. And he took Louisiana State University minus 13.5. How about that?
One more. And then the rest of you will get off the air. Everybody's going to be locked in. Cole, final caller on air. Welcome into Pick 6.
What's up, guys?
All right. Not much, Cole. Oklahoma versus Texas. Texas plus 10.5.
Oklahoma top shelf.
Florida at LSU.
It's been a little run on Oklahoma here.
Boomer Sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Florida at LSU. LSU minus 13.5.
LSU.
Mississippi State at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 6.5.
Go Vols.
Titans at Broncos. Broncos minus 1.5. Also need a game total.
Titans 42.
Who has more receiving yards combined, Sutton and Sanders for Denver or Davis and Brown for the Titans?
Davis and Brown.
Who passes for more yards in Texans at Chiefs, Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes, top shelf.
All right. Got two top
shelves.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Cole. All right. Have a good one.
Hey, y'all too.
All right. Everybody else, we will get off the air. Good participation. We'll see how it all plays out. We'll come back and wrap up Friday's edition of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next. You know what that music means every Friday? It means we're around the third and heading home. Tell you what, you need to head out to Bellevue tomorrow. Grand opening. Ford Ice Center. All the action starts at 2 o'clock. Giveaways, free food, free public skate. Kids' activities, Nash, Predators Energy Team. They'll all be there. Once again, the grand opening, new Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. 7638B, Highway 70 South. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Did you hear what I said? Free public skate, free food, mm-hmm. Giveaways, kids' activities. Sounds like a lot of fun.
My part of town, Bellevue.
That is your neck of the woods, man.
So cool to see that area.
Two more sheets of ice.
Yeah. And I've talked to some people that have, you know, been able to go over and kind of get a sneak peek of everything and check it all out. It's a beautiful facility, so kudos to everybody involved.
It's legit.
Too legit. Too legit to quit.
I knew you were going to do that.
Hammer time. Not Kara Hammer.
Last night, the Astros did something the other two home teams couldn't do in Game 5. So the home team actually won.
How about that? Yeah.
That Garrett Cole guy is pretty good.
He's pretty good.
And you know what's weird? They let him – this is crazy. Listen to this. Everybody listen to this. A starting pitcher pitch for 8 innings.
How about that? How about that? How about that? They didn't rush him out.
A starting pitcher went 8 innings. Can you believe that?
I know.
What is that concept? What is that?
It's new.
That's crazy.
It's new and cutting edge, as Willie likes to say.
Even your starting pitcher out there.
I think Yankee Stros is going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've been wrong so far. I thought the Braves and I thought the Dodgers would win. So I was not good in the NL in picking.
That's the thing. The National League,
I thought the Astros
doesn't do much for me. I mean, the Nats, okay. They've, you know, Bryce Harper leaves. I actually think they got better without him, but yeah, I don't know. Cardinals. I hate the Cardinals. So
it's a lot of openings. And people are wondering, okay, so Girardi's out there. Madden's out there. Buck Angel. Showalter is out there.
Interesting name.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'd hire Buckshell Walter.
Yeah, I would too. You brought that up during a break earlier, and I kind of looked at you funny, and then the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know, it's not a bad hire.
Shoot, I'd hire him. You know, the last time the Orioles were relevant,
when he was
last time anybody in the world talked about them, it's when he was the manager. And they're a bad organization, by the way.
Yeah.
Angelos is not a good owner.
No. No, apparently, you know, there's that rumor was out there that, you know, they're going to come to Nashville. So add them to the list.
I don't want to – definitely don't want that.
So you're looking at, you know, all the openings. So right now, if I'm correct, the Mets, the Cubs, the Angels, Padres, Royals, Pirates, Giants, Phillies.
That's a lot of openings, man. Honestly, I'm going to tell you another one. It sounds crazy. All those openings, you're some of those teams? Why wouldn't you hire Buck Showalter? Why wouldn't you hire Dusty Baker? Why?
Yep. I'm going to give you another name that hits a little close to home for me. Ron Washington. Ron Washington has obviously had some things in the past, but he did a tremendous job.
He had some issues.
Maybe. Little problem. But The Rangers, he did a tremendous job with. He's been great in the Atlanta organization. I've seen his name out there. So,
well, it got the Rangers to back to yeah. was a back to back World Series,
right?
Can I give you guys a Vandy alum name?
Sure.
Would be a first time MLB manager, Joey Cora.
Where would be the right fit?
Don't know.
And why? And why now?
If the Pirates want to go internal, it could be an option.
I'm just saying Joey Cora's been around forever. Why now?
Maybe he's overdue.
Well, you definitely could say that.
So I can run through this real quick. MLB.com gives their guess. They had a panel. So they give their guess of who's going to fill the openings. If you want to hear this real quick. Joe Girardi.
I do.
Joe Girardi to the Mets.
Really? He's going to go from the Yankees to the Mets, really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Joe Espada to the Cubs. I don't really know.
So much. Not Ross, huh?
No. Madden to the Angels. I think that's pretty easy. Ron Washington to the Padres. Mike Matheny to the Royals.
Enough with Mike Matheny. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just Mike Matheny. Give it a rest.
Yeah. Jeff.
It's like Brad Ausmus and Mike Matheny. Let's give that a break.
Well, Matheny has. What's he been doing since he got fired from the Cardinals?
Yeah.
He's in the Royals front office.
Is that what he's doing? Yeah. Jeff Bannister to the Pirates. And moving on to the Phillies, Buck Showalter.
There's your Buck Showalter. He's got things he can do with that roster, obviously. That to me makes sense.
And Bob Guerin to the Giants.
And somebody that can somewhat keep Harper kind of reined in a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, I wonder if that's why, you know, they brought Charlie Manuel, who's 75 years old, out of retirement to be their hitting coach and kind of a consultant to try and right the ship with Gabe Kepler, and it didn't work. So I'm wondering if that was kind of the thought process, is having the old school manager like Charlie Manuel try and work with Harper. Buck Showalter wouldn't put up with the crap. So,
well, they need somebody like that.
No, they do. Quite honestly. I agree. So did you see on Twitter that there's another individual that has thrown his name in the hat that would like to talk to the Phillies or the Red Sox about joining their organization?
That's
Kurt Schilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You going no?
No. That's going a
hard
no.
pass.
No, that's not a no. That's a hell no.
Hard pass.
A hard, hard pass. Give me a break. By the way, Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray both absent from the Saints practice today. About that. So how's this Titans Broncos game going to play out?
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
But by the way, that and how bad is that? That we just don't have a strong opinion.
I can't figure out this team. And that's what everybody is saying.
That's a problem.
And it's a problem. And it's been the same problem for the past 3 or 4 years. That's what gets you 9-7. And it goes back to everything that we have discussed about making a coaching change and bringing in a new voice and good to great and yada, yada, yada. They are still in the same exact place that they have been. And that is, I don't know, it's a coin flip every week. They've lost games they should have won. They should win this game. If you really stack it up on paper, looking at records and looking at personnel, they should go in and win this game. But I can't tell you definitively that they're going to do that.
They should have beat the Colts at home.
Should have beat the Colts.
Should have beat the Bills at home, too.
Yep.
But they didn't.
And should have been more competitive against the Jags. But they weren't.
Yep.
So, I mean, we made the picks. I'll go with the Titans, but I don't feel great about it. It just depends. A, it depends on what are you going to get out of your quarterback? What's Marcus going to be? Going to get good Marcus, bad Marcus?
That's part of trying to pick them. You don't,
mediocre
you don't know.
Marcus.
Week to week. How do you pick them when you don't know?
Is the offensive line going to keep him upright?
When you don't know how that's going to be. How do you pick them? How do you pick their games? You don't know which units are going to show up. Quarterback's going to show up.
And I love the defense. I really do, but they're going to have to take a next step to really carry this team because that's how they're going to win. They're going to win with the defense.
Chase, they have to score points, man. Defense is going to only do so much. You hold a team to 14 points, you know, win a game.
I don't know.
New age NFL, you're supposed to be able to score.
No. And they have the personnel they should be able to do that. Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis. But what's the common denominator in all this?
Yeah, if you can't get in the 20s in the NFL, you know, in today's rules, the way it's set up, then you're probably not going to. You don't deserve to win games.
Yep.
By the way, at SpeedMonkey74 on Twitter says, Beltran to the Mets.
I know.
Book it. Well, book it's a curse. That's
Elliot K. 2005 tweeted at me and said, lots of people saying Beltran to the Mets. He doesn't like that.
Interesting. That'll do it for us. You have a fantastic weekend. Hopefully a little cooler temperatures. We look forward to talking to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. Man, will we have tons to discuss. We will see you then. Stay tuned. Jared and the GM. That's next. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and
every girl. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.